You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
The Car Feature
with Jacob Mushokwa.
It's now 21 minutes to 3 o'clock. I'm glad I didn't say I'll eat my hat if Bafana Bafana qualify for Qatar, because I was quite skeptical at the beginning when Hugo Broch was so positive about what Bafana Bafana could pull off. Remember, Abel? I was quite ish. I laughed. I absolutely laughed at the comments that he made. But luckily, you know, I didn't say I'll do anything. Didn't say I'll eat my hat. And here we are, almost looking like we just might qualify. Ish. Sometimes you must just hold your back. Hold your back and not say these things, because the universe is like, oh, I'll show you. I will show you. They will qualify. Hello, Jacob. You're laughing at me.
Yes, I am laughing at you. Are you getting too involved with soccer comments? You shouldn't get involved in soccer commentary. Let it be. Just let it be.
It's a hazard, you know.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
It certainly is a problem. So good to speak to you. So good to hear from you. I'm sorry. I've been busy over the past few days, man.
Yes. So we do have you now, but we also, let me just tell our listeners, we're taking calls 011-883-0702 to speak to Jacob, and he'll give you a car valuation. He'll also review or give you his thoughts on a particular car if you want a review. So 011-883-0702. So what kind of driving have you been up to?
So two weeks ago, when I was initially supposed to speak to you, I had a really great day at Red Star Raceway with Suzuki. They were doing these really cool thing, this cool thing called Safety Adventures. Basically just showing you what your car can do. Nothing more fun than driving a Suzuki Swift around a racetrack. You don't get it, Azania. It's crazy, because it has the exhilarating thrill and the feel, but it's not too fast. You know, sometimes you get onto a track and you're overwhelmed because the car's too fast.
Mm.
But with a Swift, you literally get to see what a car does when it does the weight distribution, the handling, etc. So I had a really, really great day out playing around with a Suzuki Swift around the track. And then also going sideways on a skid pan with a Suzuki Jimny, the little Jimny. So that was quite fun as well. Just seeing what a Jimny does on a wet road, etc.
Mm.
It was amazing. Under the hashtag Safety Adventures, it was a lot of fun. If you drive a Suzuki, I think you need to get it out to a track, on a track day, and have some fun with it. There's a lot more fun you can have with a slower car than what people really think or what they've been taught. So that was fun. And then
how do you go sideways on a skid pad? Or how do you just go sideways?
Yeah, well, a skid pad, you know, it's wet on the track.
Mm.
I mean, on the skid pad. So what you do is they've got a little Gymkhana track where you follow a cone, like you follow this route set out by a cone. So when you have to do a really sudden turn or a sudden braking, then, you know, the car starts skidding and going sideways. So that's sort of the play that we're doing around the skid pan with the Suzukis.
Mm, okay. And then last week?
And then last week I got to drive the new Porsche 911 GTS. Yeah. It's one of those drives, man. One of those drives, Azal, that left me like mind blown. I drove the Macan, the facelifted Macan.
Yes.
And then I also drove the GTS. And of course, 911 GTS is like, it's the sweet spot. It's the one when you can't afford a GT3. And it's the one where you can afford a little more than a normal 992 Carrera. And I would say to anyone who's got that kind of money, i.e. 2.2 million rand or 2.4 million rand, get yourself a GTS. You don't need GT3 RS afterwards. Honestly, it's so much car. As I like 0 to 100 in like 3.5 seconds. Like the car is just phenomenal in terms of grip. There's a rear wheel drive one and a four wheel drive one. The rear wheel drive one is more fun. Get it in manual. I'm sure it'll appreciate. Yeah, it's those kind of cars that you can't forget. It really, really isn't. I can't say much about it. GTS is like the future.
Wow.
It really is.
I don't know how you can say if you can't afford the GTS, then you can get this one. If we're in that price range, there is no such talk. Surely, we're in that price range, man.
No, it still exists.
Okay.
It still exists.
All right.
People between the 2 and 3 million rand markets are always looking for the best supercar or the best bang for their buck, fast car, sports car. And it's as much as it's a sweet spot, it's also a tricky spot.
All right.
Because, yeah, a million rand gets you into a newer Ferrari. Then we won't stop talking. We honestly won't stop talking.
Okay, so people are even price sensitive, even at 2.2 million rand. Let's go to Alison. Alison's called us from West Dean looking for advice. Hi, Alison.
Hi, Zanya. Hi, Jacob. I don't have 2.2 million.
Neither do I. Listen, join the club.
So I'm looking, I've got a little Hyundai i10 and I've always driven these little cars, but I'm getting to a point where I've got time on my hands, not so much of money, but would love to travel around the country.
Oh.
So I'm looking for a smallish SUV. I don't know. Yesterday I was recommended a Fortuner. I just think it's too big.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mind previously owned, and I want one that if you do go on a dirt road, when you come off the dirt road, it's not going to become a rattle bin.
Yes, yes. Oh, I love the adventure you're about to go on. It's such a fantasy of mine, Alison. One day I'm going to be like you.
Well, you've got to get grown up, you know? I think I'm nearly grown up. Nearly.
So, Jacob, what should she jump into?
Alison, what's your budget?
Well, you know, probably about 250,000-300,000.
Okay.
250,000-300,000. A little tricky, but there's a lot of cars to choose from there. I'm gonna think of the newer ones. I would think maybe Mazda CX-3. I would think Nissan Magnite, Suzuki Vitara Brezza. Maybe if you're looking for a little older, then maybe look at the older Kia Sportage, maybe like, oof, but then you'd have to go 2015. That's a bit old-ish. There's quite a few cars. Please drop me an email. I'd be happy to give you more suggestions on email. jmushukwa@gmail.com. Yeah, let's look for some good deals for you. 350 allows you to get into something small but new. So that's why I went towards the Nissan Magnite already. The VWT Cross is also something you can look at. There's quite a few cars, but I also want to get a sense of what your adventure is. Like, is your adventure fully off-roading? And that's where it gets a bit tricky because 4x4 versus 4x2, there's a big difference there.
Yeah, definitely. So what I want, I'll definitely drop you an email then. Sorry, can you just give it to me again, or will you do it again at the end of the show, Zanya?
We're going to pass you on to my producer. We'll share it at the end of the show as well, but we'll pass you back to the producer and he'll give it to you.
Thanks for a great show always.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Alison. Enjoy. How cool. Next, we've got Vanessa with the Kia Sportage. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Good. And you?
Fine, thank you.
Mm.
So I've got quite an old Kia Sportage. It's 2009 model, which I bought brand new. So I've been the only lady driver. I've done 142,000 Ks on the clock. And I'd like
Is your Sportage the diesel? Is it the 4x4 automatic? Petrol?
A 4x2. 2x4. What do you say? 2x4. Or 4x2, yeah. And it's a 2 liter.
4x2.
It's a 2 liter as well, yeah.
Got you. And it's automatic, right?
No, manual. That's why I really need a new car. I need a manual, yeah.
You're tired of that clutch control, Vanessa. Yeah, it's enough now.
Absolutely. It's enough. And I know how to drive a manual. So I don't need to prove anything.
Yeah, because you think, why on earth am I making my life easier?
So
trade like price on the car?
Yes. Oh,
okay, one at a time. One at a time.
Yes,
Jacob?
So, Vanessa, the trade price on the car is 83,000 Rand.
Mm.
And the retail is 100,800 Rand. And
that's exactly what I was thinking. Mm.
So about 90 grand sounds a bit fair on the car. Obviously, it all depends on the overall condition, the scratches, the how it looks overall. You still have the spare key, et cetera. But around 90K should be fair.
Okay. And is it worth it to fix the little scratches and if there's any little dents and what have you beforehand?
My suggestion would be not. Don't spend any more if you're ready to get out the car. Yeah, don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was my concern. And now I need another sort of similar size car and not too pricey. And I'm thinking of spending about 300,000. And I was thinking of the Jolyon. I really like the look of the car, but I've had a lot of people that said, don't buy a Chinese car.
Haval Jolyon, not a bad car at all. No. Haval doesn't build bad cars. They build awesome cars. They build very strong cars. So Jolyon is definitely something you can get into. Maybe go take it for a test drive and see if you like the feel in the car, or the feel of the car. But I mean, 5-year warranty, 5-year maintenance plan, 5-year service plan, those kind of things are some of the things that people look into. So I'd say go test drive it and maybe make a decision from there. It's not a bad car at all. Please go try it out.
Okay. No, I definitely will.
Right. Vanessa, okay. thank you for the call so and good luck out there. As she says, a lady driver, I don't want to speak for everybody, but I don't know whether I could qualify for a good price because I might not be in that class of lady in my driving. maybe we'll hear from other lady drivers if they actually fit that bill, that the cars that we own are likely to just be in better condition and less mileage and so on. I don't know. I'm not sure if I can vouch for us on that. Some of us, at least. Jacob, we're going to take a break and coming back to the lines in a moment.
Bye. 702.
The car feature.
With Jacob Mushogwa.
Let's get back to the lines and we've got Khumutso calling from Pretoria. Hi, Khumutso.
Yes, hello, how are you?
We're good, thank you. How can we help you today? Jacob's listening.
I've got a Jaguar F-Pace 2016 model.
Mm.
It's a 2-litre. It has done 90,000 kilometres.
Nice.
I want to know what is the trade-in value, you know.
Okay. Any questions, Jacob?
Is it the R Sport or is it just the normal all-wheel drive pure?
R Sport.
Ah, okay. That's vital. Oh, that changes everything. Okay. So the trade on the car I have on 459,200, and the retail I've got it at around 525. To put it into perspective for you, there's one that sold last month. There's one that sold last month with a little more mileage, 120 to be exact, a 2017 model, and it sold. And it sold for $489.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
I hope that helps.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah. Khumutso, thank you. Thank you. I think he's still processing. Next, we go to Ashwin in Valtervreden Park. Hi, Ashwin.
Good afternoon, guys. How are we doing?
We're good. Welcome, Ashwin.
Thank you. Jacob, just a quick one. I'm driving a Nissan Qashqai, it's a 1.5 diesel. I'm looking at changing the vehicle and something a little bit bigger. I've looked at Nissan's X-Trail, but what's really caught my eye is the PCVs from Haval. I just wanted to know your thoughts on it, considering that it is still a pretty new vehicle on the market.
P-Series.
Okay, so I would have liked to know more about your Nissan, but it's okay. There's nothing wrong. Again, we're talking Haval, we're talking GWM here. The cars are quality, the cars are strong. If you look at how long GWM's been in the country and how long Haval's been in the country as well, it's been a long time. It's just that they sort of rebranded and merged the two, and they've made the P series look so new. They've been around for some time, and I haven't had any direct complaints or issues or anything of that matter from these guys. So I would say give them a chance. I would totally give them a chance. And I'll give them a chance purely on the fact that for the next 5 years, you won't be worried. Like 5-year maintenance, 5-year warranty, 5-year service plan, that should give you a lot of peace of mind that even roadside assistance comes in there. So if there's any issues, I'm sure you'll be well taken care of specifically within the 5 years. What I can't obviously talk about is the resale value in the next 5 years. Sorry?
Okay. I said that the, you know, the service plan and maintenance plan was a selling point, but the concern, as you've just mentioned, is obviously the retail value of it.
Mm-hmm.
Resale value of the car.
Which I can't comment on, unfortunately. So that's the only thing. But take the gamble. I think, next 5 years of pure bliss, so at least the car will be paid up in 5 years, you know? So that would be my thinking.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
Ashwin, thank you for your call. Well, we're talking lady drivers after Vanessa's call. Linda, you've given us a call. Kind of lady driver are you?
Kind?
Yes. You wanted to talk about being a lady driver. How would you describe your style?
I just got a snippet of you saying, you want to hear more from Lady Drivers?
Yes.
And I want to, just want to say hi to Jacob as well, because I listen to you every, you know, all your shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to let Jacob know that I have an Opel Astra. I'm not trading it in. I don't want any money for it. She's so good to me. It's a 1995 Jacob, yes. Sitting on your chair there, don't fall off. A genuine 107,000 kilometers on her.
Wow.
Never broke down. All service history is done so far. Touching wood, never broke down, never let me down. She's a manual. Getting a bit difficult to drive now as I'm, you know, going on. But I feel very, very attached to her.
Mm.
No, don't laugh at me, Jacob.
Linda, you're taking me back because you say it's a 1995 model. One of my friends got her car early, and I matriculated in 94. So we were like doing first year varsity, and she managed to get a car. So this was our party car. So the memories that have just come back when I think of this car and the coming home at 3 a.m. in the morning.
I get offered. Everyone wants to buy the car.
Mm. What color is it?
Wow.
And is it the hatchback?
Red.
Oh, wow.
No, it's red. And it's all original. So, Jacob, what do you think?
I would think if a car sounds the way yours sounds, I would think that women drivers are definitely the better drivers because they look after their cars, clearly. If you're getting offers coming around from here and there, I mean, yeah, I think you look after cars quite well.
I'm like so tired of hearing it. She's a classic now, and I can't afford a new one.
Keep loving her.
107,000 on her. So I've looked for secondhand cars, and they're nothing less than 150,000 mileage on them. I actually like going under the bonnet, Jacob, and cleaning and, you know, filling up my radiator and brought up with a lot of boys and, you know, checking the carburetor and the oil. And new cars are so plastic and they're so computerized and I don't like them.
Wow. Well, it's so nice to hear a woman speak like that. That's so cool. When you want to let it go, obviously you'll know who to call.
You heard. She said that first. She said that first, not even thinking about it. Jacob, we're out of time. What a beautiful call from Linda. Knowing, you know, how you talk about cars, I think she wanted to tell you the story of her love affair with her Opel. So till what, next month, ne?
Yeah, till next month, jmushukwa@gmail.com. I'll probably be coming to you live from Dubai when we speak next month, but I'll still be here for you. Don't worry.
For the big national expo there.
For the big national expo. But you know me, I'm probably going to be test driving some cool cars as well. So yeah, there'll be lots to talk about next month. jmushukwa@gmail.com.
Looking forward to it. Thank you so much. That is Jacob Mushukwa.